Affections and Prayers. Ah, my God, if thou hadst sent me to hell, as I have often deserved, and hadst afterward drawn me from it, how deeply should I feel my obligations to thee. What a holy life would I have begun. And now that thou hast shown me greater mercy by preserving me from falling into that place of woe, what shall I do? Shall I again offend thee and provoke thy wrath, that thou mayest send me to burn in that prison of rebels against thy majesty, where so many are buried in fire for fewer sins than I have committed? Ah, my Redeemer, I have hitherto done so, and instead of availing myself of the time which thou gavest me to weep over my sins, I have spent it in provoking thee still more. I thank thy infinite goodness for having borne with me so long. If thy goodness were not infinite, how couldst thou have borne with me? I thank thee for having waited for me till now with so much patience. I thank thee in a most special manner for the light which thou now givest me, by which thou makest me see my folly and the injury I have done thee in insulting thee so often by my sins. My Jesus, I detest them and am sorry for them with my whole heart. Through the merits of thy passion, pardon me and assist me with thy grace, that I may never more offend thee. I now have just reason to fear that if I commit another mortal sin, thou wilt abandon me. My Lord, I entreat thee to place this just fear before my eyes whenever the devil will tempt me to offend thee again. My God, I love thee. I do not wish evermore to lose thee. Assist me by thy grace. O most holy Virgin, do thou also assist me. Obtain for me the grace always to have recourse to thee in my temptations, that I may never again lose my God. Mary, after Jesus, thou art my hope.